very fucking unprofessional.
Man, I don't know. I don't know even how to feel right now. Shit happened today that threw off my entire fucking schedule. Exactly what I thought I was going to do today was thrown for a loop. It's the gift and the curse when it comes to shit like this, but we just going to fucking get into it. Because you know what? At the end of the day.
New Kung Fu Kenny. Ain't nobody praying for me. Y'all know what happens on Earth stays on Earth. Here we go.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna die for this shit. I done cried for this shit. Might take a lie for this shit. Put the Bible down and go out for a knife for this shit. D.O.T. my enemy won't catch a vibe for this shit. Aye. I've been stuffed out in front of my mama. My daddy commissary made it to commas. Bitch, all my grandma's dead. So ain't nobody praying for me. I'm on your head. Aye. 30 millions later, no defense watching. I tell my telegram like, be cautious. I be hanging out at Tams, I be on Stockton. I don't do it for the gram, I do it for Compton. I'm willing to die for the shit, nigga.
Canada, what up?
Fucking lie for the shit, nigga. We ain't going back to broke, family selling dope. That's why you ninny ass rap niggas better know.
Hey.
If I gotta slap a pussy ass nigga, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go hard on the bitch, I'ma make it look sexy.
Come on now.
I pull up, hop out, air out, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element.
We ain't done.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
I don't want you monkey mouth motherfucker sitting in my throne again.
Hey,
I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends. One question. Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. Kunta, black man taking no losses.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, where you and I was walking? Now I run a game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody
Lucian
wanna
Wong
cut the legs
up.
Off. Well, you got the yams.
What's the yams?
The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, you can.
But what?
But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened?
Oh, we ain't done.
Oh, it's my life.
In case y'all haven't seen yet,
oh, it's my life.
Much anticipated Kendrick Lamar response.
Like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah.
Is in your phone right now.
Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked
up. You know,
I'm
gonna break it down.
God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Right, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life.
Pink, you tell you about my life. Like I said, man, this guy is strategic. I'm gonna break down exactly why I think this shit is so strategic. I'm gonna tell you how it affected my plans, my routine, like I kind of alluded to earlier. Oh man, I'm excited to bring this to y'all, man.
Looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
Hey, just smooth it out one time, man. If y'all in Canada right now, y'all are fans of Drake, Drizzy, the boy, Aubrey, Obbs as his mom calls him. You know what Rick Ross calls him. If you care about the guy, you should call him.
Turn off the light.
And tell him it's time to light that candle.
Light a candle.
We are celebrating the the contributions of Kendrick Lamar today. We're having a candlelight vigil for the guy.
Take a shot.
I know people are going to be like, oh, Ruck, you over, you know, you over exaggerating. Come on now. I get it, because it's not the catchy tune. This ain't the shit that you're going to hear in the clubs every day. You're not going to walk away and be remembering little bits and pieces of the little chorus that he put on his little diss song. I've been telling y'all, diss songs do not need choruses. I didn't tell you they didn't need intros, though. Shout out to legendary Teddy Pendergrass. Old heads right now, you know what I mean? Light something up. You cigar smoker, light one of them up.
I've been so many places. I've seen
weather's
so
nice outside.
But none quite as
Cinco de Mayo weekend's on the way. There'll be a lot of barbecues, lots of parties. People gonna be out there doing their thing. If you young, you're gonna be listening to the upbeat. If you old, or if you just got an old soul, you're gonna put on some of this classic shit. And if you're like me, a fan of this rap exchange, you might throw this joint on.
Euphoria. Them superpowers get neutralized. I can only watch in silence. The famous actor we once knew is looking paranoid and now spiraling. You're moving just like a degenerate. Heavy antique is feeling distasteful. I calculate you're not as calculated. I can even predict your angle. Fabricating stories on the family front, cause you heard Mr. Morale. A pathetic master manipulator. I can smell the tails on you now. You're not a rap artist, you're a scam artist with the hopes of being accepted. Tommy Hilfiger stood out, but FUBU never had been your collection. I make music that electrify 'em. You make music that pacify 'em. I can double down on that line, but spare you this time. That's random acts of kindness. Know you're a master manipulator and a habitual liar too. But don't tell no lie about me, and I won't tell truths about you.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that yet.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Y'all gonna have to wait on that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this.
We gonna slow roast this joint.
In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobie tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, like a fire recipe, girl, with my taste stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras?
Let's get to it.
Pull your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM.
This is Without a Shadow of a Doubt, the Talking to Town, what your channel is talking about. Unprofessional as fuck with your host Ruck, and this is episode 238. Impromptu. Got rushed and shit.
My left stroke just went viral.
So did the diss song. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna break it down. I'm gonna give you my thoughts on everything. I did a whole lot of digging, a whole lot of dissection, a whole lot of research, took a whole lot of notes. Other podcasters, everybody else, other content creators, I'm fucking with you. Top 10% global rank, and we're gonna only go up from here. We can't waste time any further, man. We gotta get straight to the center of attention at the moment. There have been a whole lot of discussion as far as what has taken Kendrick so long. You know what I mean? The clock has been on. You know what Drake was trying to do. All the antics possible. You know what I mean? Literally, it wasn't the Photoshop, but it was the AI. Whether it was the use of verses of, you know, voices from West Coast legends, i.e. Tupac Shakur, i.e. Snoop Dogg, in the effort to try to defame and belittle the artist that is Kendrick Lamar. After all that smoke settled in turn, all we have is another deleted diss track aimed at Kendrick's direction. And now, the strategic man that he is, let his response go today. We're going to get into it. I'm going to let you know the whole timeline as far as I know. Some may know better. Some may do this better. But I wanted to make sure to get my opinion out before all these other people do their think pieces and it gets swayed in any way. Or that, you know, people would think that maybe I piggybacked off of somebody else's opinions. None of that. Straight to it. You know what I mean? Made me change the whole schedule around, but it is what it is. I ain't even mad at it.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
It's time, y'all. Tuesday drop. I say this guy is strategic, and I'm going to tell you why. Tuesday dropped 12:30 p.m. Pacific time. West Coast is when I was first privy to the fact that this had dropped. I'm just chilling, you know what I mean? Going through my socials, I see reactions. First thing I see is a bunch of people who were in the TDE camp, Top Dog Entertainment, for those who don't know. The J-Rocks of the world, others from that umbrella. Talking about, oh, I know this ain't AI. I know Kendrick when I hear Kendrick. I know exactly what this is. The track, you know what I mean? They kind of alluded to the title immediately. You know what I'm going to do? Go straight to YouTube. You know that when it's a diss track like this, it's not going to be a surprise, you know, single on a Tuesday on a DSP. I'll break that down as well. But let's just get to it. Told y'all before, whether it was the J. Cole diss or the Drake diss, YouTube is always the first spot to go to. At least to hear it. If you want a dissection of what it is exactly that you are hearing, then of course,
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast
is the first place to go. Now, why I say this guy is strategic, I'll give you two reasons. One of them, I mean, both of them you might feel like I'm reaching, but I'm just telling you, man, from a guy who's been, you know, I can't even say a fan, a person who has been I can't even say a lover of the genre. I can't say somebody who follows the culture. I could only tell you that if anybody were to, you know, put a label on exactly what it is that could define, you know, who I am, hip-hop would be inside of that. If you're given 140 characters or less, hip-hop is going to be included. Regardless of whatever it is that people from the outside may feel or whatever view y'all have, it's fine. I'm not tripping. I'm just giving y'all the facts. So when I say that, you know, I remember the old school nostalgic days of Tuesdays. You know, that was the drops for the old school music. When those would come out, I'm talking about physical releases, when you had to go to the store. I was of the age, you know, when I first fell in love with this thing, to where you had to find a way to have $15 to $20 in your hand come a Tuesday when you knew something was on its way. A lot of people did the single thing, right? You get $5, $9, something along them lines, and you run to the store, you grab the single. Nah, I was of the mindset, why buy the single when I'm going to go buy the album? And now I'm double purchasing. That's just a different mindset. It is what it is. Or we have other people who have been very vocal about the fact that they used to go steal the shit. But hey, you start stealing CDs, you go down that line, you know what I mean? You brag about being able to take dry eraser markers, and then you end up getting shot glasses and lighters and whatnot, stickers, you know what I mean? And then what? Let's keep going. Tuesdays, like I said, the old school music release days, physicals. And the reason why I love the Tuesday drop is because now you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. By the time you get to the Fridays and Saturdays of that week, you've already lived with this album. You've already found your favorites. This is before you could just go to the DSP, get the album, save it, and then eventually add whatever songs you like to a playlist. This was back when you had to really be a lover of the music, of the art. You had to go and take a risk, right? If you're a kid and you're spending $20 that you don't have, or whoever you coerced into fucking giving it to you to go get what you got to get, is a risk. There were certain people you built up who had built up equity with you enough to where you're going to go out and you're going to buy it. It was a no-brainer, right? Some of those even let you down from time to time. But as a kid who maybe, you know, didn't have the loot to go grab it when he wanted to, or had to go through all the hoops and jump through fire in order to go attain it, Tuesday was a huge day. Now, you know, for me, I remember going and having a ride with my sisters. I would be hopeful that on a Tuesday they wanted to go somewhere where there was a record store around. We grew up in Dakota, you feel me? So it was like you had to go somewhere to hit a main record store. That was Tower Records right there across from the Fremont Hub. Warehouse was across the street from the Hub. Tower Records was inside of the Hub, right across the street, you know, in the big shopping center. Those of y'all who know. You know what I mean? Shout out to those of y'all who do know. Oh, yeah, I had to fix the applause for this show and everything, man. We ain't doing nothing half-assed, you feel me? So, you know, I remember those days. If you were really lucky, you would get over to San Lorenzo, hit up the Rasputin, right? No longer there anymore. Shout out my nephew, right? My nephew, Z. He was letting me know. He's like, man, I used to be there all day, you know, going looking for this or that or the other. big memories for those of us who remember the days of physical fucking albums and just content, art, whatever it is that you needed. Another reason why I think, you know, that this Tuesday drop was also strategic is for the simple fact that the people who are mainstays of, as far as, you know, the hip hop content, hip hop media, the people that you go to when you're trying to go, you know, get the, I guess, the one take or two takes, however you look at it, right? There's big voices as far as this content creation space is concerned when it comes to hip hop. Whether y'all want to give the guy props or not, whether you guys listen to the JBP, which is the Joe Budden podcast, or not, it really is where a lot of people not only get their information from, for one, but go to for a trusted voice in the matter, right? I'm trying to do what I can do to also get that type of equity with y'all. Shout out my cousin, man. He hit me up today and just put that battery back in my back. He's like, yo, the 237 intro was fire. I needed that. And I felt the fucking same way listening back to the joint. You know what I mean? After the fact, I was riding around. I'm like, you know what I mean? You did your thing on that. And it was just natural. It was just fun. I'm hoping to make sure to make that a mainstay. But, you know, it's things like that. And then, where, you know, later on during the text thread, he's like, yo, where did you break down the Drake diss? And before I could respond, I didn't see it. And he's like, never mind. I found it. It's things like that where it's like, all right, you know, you're going in the right direction. Now, people are going to say it's a reach as far as this Joe Budden podcast portion of why I think this was so strategic is concerned. But I think it might be on point, y'all. You got to think about Tuesdays and Fridays are when these gentlemen do their recording, gentlemen and lady. And, you know, it's a midday drop, right? So right smack dab in the middle of the afternoon over here on the West Coast. Over there on the East Coast, it's like a 3:30 drop if it really did come out around 12 or 12:30. And you got to know that these superstar artists, man, whether they are tuned into the social media aspect of things, whether they're listening to podcasts themselves, whether they follow these blogs, vlogs, whatever you want to be associated with or wherever you think people are getting this info from, there are people who are really on top of every bit of that. And then they are the ones who are so removed from things, but still can't escape it because whoever's around you, somebody's into that shit. Somebody's listening to something. And even if they're not, one of their people is, and it's going to get to you some way, somehow. So to me, I'm looking at it like, okay, Drake was kind of doing the counteractive portion of that, right? Like him and Joe Budden kind of have a love-hate relationship. So where, you know, he knows the recording schedule as well. It's been discussed, you know, on that podcast where they were like, yo, this guy's doing this shit on purpose. He knows that if we do a Friday recording session, now, if something drops on that Saturday, everybody's going to have an opportunity to get at it before they do, being that these guys wouldn't get back to recording until Tuesday. So you talk about a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday morning, maybe they get to it to drop something on Wednesday. Whereas Kendrick Lamar is like, oh, no, if these guys are right smack dab in the middle of a recording day and we know that they're going to be focused on this and the discussion has been, you know, we're going to leave it alone until we get the response from Kendrick. I just listened to a Patreon episode from those cats and they were like, you know, I think it was Ice. He's like, yo, do you think we get anything this week? Nah, I don't think so. Nah, probably not. And then bam, right there, smack dab in the recording day. So I know that there's going to be a bunch of discussions. I know there's going to be a bunch of think pieces. Everybody's going to have an opinion on this. I'm sure a million people have already dropped short form versions of theirs. I wanted to make a point to make sure that I move around my schedule. I had a sports show I did notes on yesterday. Had to just wipe that off the slate. Now, by tomorrow, those notes are going to be fucking dated. You're going to have to get right back to the drawing board. It is what it is. You know what I mean? When you sign up for this type of gig, you got to understand that that's just the nature of the beast. And although this joint might be called unprofessional as fuck, I do take pride in everything that I put my name on. I say that more often than not because it's the truth every fucking time. But let's get to it. Before we get into the record, I keep alluding to the fact that this swapped all my plans around. And I don't say that angrily. I'm just telling y'all, giving y'all a backtrack and, you know, backstory to where I was at with it. Have been very active on the text thread with my cousin Keone and Shiny Bo all day. You know what I mean? The fam. Hit the homie up. I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? I need help. You know what I mean? Shoot me some credentials. You know what I mean? Get back into the biz. He's like, yo, bro, say less. Hit me when you get to HQ. Again, that's being delayed because it's motherfucker Kendrick Lamar. I have Prize Picks in right now, planned on having the games on in the background while cooking up some music, fucking with some beats. All that shoved to the wayside. That's fine. You know what I mean? I'm going to have time to do that later. But when I say that I went deep in this research, when I say that I went, you know, if there's a comparison as far as digging in the crates for a DJ to find a sample or whatever it is that they're trying to work with, the producer trying to find, you know, the right fucking piece to take and make their own. I looked at this disc, and this is a different type of disc. This isn't the catchy, you know, drop and give me 50 or your shoes are small. No, this is the intricate fucking artist, right? So you got to go and do a whole lot of work. There are certain parts that I can't take credit for. We're going to get to that. But just know that I took pride in this joint, and I was fucking smiling from ear to ear while I was going down these rabbit holes like, no, this got to mean something. And then figuring out whether I'm 100% right or not, that there was some validity to these joints. So I'll have to say this. We're here now. It's time to play the record. Gave you a little bit of the intro, right? But now it's time to break this thing down for real. First and foremost, 6 minutes and 23 seconds. You go to YouTube, you find out which one it is, you find the original, you know, original and official joint. Goes by the name of Euphoria. First thing that sticks out, the cover art for this joint is a definition of the word Euphoria. Next thing I look at, pause ahead of time, no Diddy. How long is the joint? I mean, what's the length on this track? God, that sounded horrible, even with the no Diddy preface. It's all good, I ain't tripping. 6 minutes, 23 seconds. Six guy, right? That's even some other shit. It's fine. 2 times 3, 6. Oh, I'm going to leave it alone. Titled Euphoria, like I said, cover art, definition, followed by it being used in 2 sentences as an example. All of it strategic. I'm going to give you the reading of what was on that cover art. First and foremost, Euphoria, noun. A feeling of well-being or elation. And it's used in 2 different, you know, ways in a sentence. First one, apparently it is the change in mood, the feeling of euphoria, and reduced anxiety that prompts people to start using this dangerous drug. Do with that what you may, the way I look at that. All right. This guy might be worried about some shit. This guy Drake, you know what I mean? He might be a little anxious. He might be doing all these other tactics that he hasn't done in the past. I know he did the back-to-back shit with Meek Mill. This is not Meek Mill. I know you used different opportunities to aim your pen in the direction of Kanye, Pharrell at times, Diddy, Pusha T. That didn't really go in your favor, but it is what it is. Let's keep moving because I'm going to go down these rabbit holes. Oh, man, somebody got to be here to cut me off. This is about to be an in-depth convo. But anyway, next example of euphoria using a sentence. They had almost a week to recover from the euphoria of Tuesday series winning victory. Now, the quote was given a credit on that one. It said Clifton Brown. Now, I looked at that and I'm like, yo, there's got to be something to these names, right? There was a name above it. I didn't go down the trouble to go look at that one. But when I looked at the second use of euphoria in a sentence and it said, I'll say it again. They had almost a week to recover from euphoria. Excuse me, the euphoria of Tuesday's series winning victory. A quote from Clifton Brown. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm not going to be biased. You know how I feel about it. So I'm going to try as hard to not be biased. If there's something that I feel like, you know what I mean? Maybe you didn't want to go down that route. I'm also going to point that out. This being the first example. The whole, they had almost a week to recover from the euphoria. Now, okay, I get it. But we don't really want to talk about timelines right now because a lot of people have been harping on how long it's been taking for a response from Kendrick. Now, granted, this isn't dropping, get me 50, verse for the Swifty. It's a little different, right? This is an intricate fucking Olympic style artist. So I get it. Plus, I'll be the first one to tell you, if you try to rush some shit or if you try to force the creativity, not only are you going to not fuck with it, but it's also just going to lower, you know what I mean, the bar that people are used to with you. It's a really hard thing to get past when you are somebody that's that passionate about your pen and what it is that you do. But I harped on the fact of the Tuesday series winning victory. The euphoria of a Tuesday series winning victory. It's been a series of sorts, if you want to call it that, right? A myriad of different diss songs that have come out, not only from these two gentlemen or subliminals that have happened in the past, but you talk about a Rick Ross entering the fray. Kanye West delivering at least, you know, the vocals that nobody asked for. The beat, though, if you want to send that this way, I'm all for it. But, you know, the ASAP Rockies, the Weekends of the world, everybody had to put their two cents in. None of that shit is needed, but the Tuesday series winning victory. Also dropped this on a Tuesday. Is he saying that this is it? This is the decisive fourth win in a 7-game series. That's it. Hang it up. You know what I mean? Time to move on. Shout out to LeBron and them. Sorry, that was a shot. My fault. Another meaning to that, Euphoria, if y'all don't know, it's a show that's on HBO. Never really been my cup of tea. Somebody used to sit across from me was like, yo, you got to watch it. Nah, I don't got to do that. You know what I mean? I got to do other shit. You know what I mean? Provide for the family. You know what I mean? Make sure everybody in my household is good. You know, pay bills other than a cell phone. Let's move on, man. Man, this Kendrick shit got everybody ready to diss, bro.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
Cat Williams set the tone. You know what I mean? Who am I to fuck tradition up? Anyway, let's keep it going. Drake is the executive producer of the Euphoria show. I didn't know that. I was doing research. I asked my daughter if she knew that. I know she watched the show. She said, nah, I didn't know that either. Because people ain't really, you know, too privy. If you don't know that Drake is Aubrey Graham, then hey, it is what it is. But I'm sure his name was all over it. Let's keep it going, though. I said the second sentence is kind of something you might want to stay away from if you're talking about putting a time frame on things. Being that was everybody's scrutiny against you lately, like, when's Kendrick going to respond? But then again, it could also be like, all right, Drake, you're on the clock. Almost had a week to recover from the euphoria of Tuesday's series winning victory, excuse me. It's all right. I go and I'm like, yo, it dropped on Tuesday. I got to do the science. I'm like, Clifton Brown, who the fuck is this guy? I go look that up. He's a sports writer, journalist for Baltimore. Now, if you talk about series, it's obviously not football. Couldn't be in the discussion as far as the Ravens are concerned. There's, you know, series. There's no Baltimore team for basketball, which you might see a series. So it's got to be some baseball reference, right? Maybe nothing there, but I definitely knew I had to go look up who that was. And again, Clifton Brown, sports journalist for the Baltimore area. It's probably talking about the Orioles. It is what it is. But y'all, you know, I mean, you got to do the science with me, man. I'm really trying to break this shit down. Looking at the ingredients and figuring out if this recipe is authentic or not. But let's keep it going. When I tell you that my hand was cramping as I was jotting down the notes for these motherfuckers, man, it was like when you get, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it, right? Like it was. It's, if you're a writer, you know. You get into this groove. If you're not typing, if you really pen to whatever paper, whatever canvas you're using, sometimes, you know, you might jot some shit down and not fully get the whole thought out on the paper, but be able to look at it later and be like, okay, I know where I was going with this, you know, fill it in later, whatever, what have you. But literally, man, hand cramping, pen bled out, had to go into the crib, grab the last of a pack that I got. With that being said, Amazon order already on the way, another motherfucking notebook, another set of pens. It is what it is, right? We purchased shit over here. It's all good. Let's get to the record now, because if y'all let me keep talking, you know what I mean, not only am I going to be like, damn, bro, just chill out, but eventually my wife's going to listen to this shit and be like, bro, for real? So let's just keep going. From the jump, this shit was encrypted, and I'm going to let y'all know exactly why I'm saying all this, right? So you hear it, and I'm like, yo, to the common ear, like, what the fuck is being said here? It is what it is. We don't go through it now. Kendrick Lamar, Euphoria, 6 minutes and 23 seconds.
Euphoria.
You hear that beginning speak, right? The beginning speech, and I wouldn't have known. But, you know, like I said, did the research. So I want to give shout-outs, right, from the drum. Like I said, this shit's encrypted. The intro to the track, in reverse, is a Richard Pryor quote from the movie The Wiz, in which he says, you know, everything they say about me is true. from the Wiz. So I don't, you know, take with that what you may, right? And like I said, I can't take credit for that. Shout out to the May Morning Crew, which consists of Tegan, Fame, and Nixon. And shout out to T-Money, the producer, who actually noticed that there was something being said backwards. He did the digging. He did the legwork. And like I said, I'm a writer, man. Trust the fact that even though I admittedly ditched way too much of my school, not proud of it. In hindsight, kids, please do not do that shit. You're not missing nothing. Fuck the FOMO. Your friends, especially the ones that you ditch in class with, may not be there down the road. And it's, you're going to make more work for yourself in the long run. Neither here nor there. Anyway, English classes were attended for you know, different reasons sometimes. Either it was to shut the fuck up, you know, shut teachers the fuck up, rather, who you know, thought that they had a clear-cut definition on who I was. We're like, nah, check this out. Boom, 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 boom. Other times, you know, it could quiet those who were doubters, and then the ones who knew that I had potential would get extra mad at me, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Come to class. It is what it is. I say a lot to say this, that when you are writing and when you're a writer, you got to give credit to your sources, a bibliography of sorts, right? So that's where I'm at with it with the May Morning Crew. I want to make sure that they were given their props. I take too much notes because by the time I went back to IG, I seen that everybody's broke that down now. It is what it is. You know, a creature of habit. But let's keep it going.
Them superpowers getting neutralized. I can only watch in silence. The famous actor we once knew is looking paranoid and now spiraling. You're moving just like a degenerate. Every antic is feeling distasteful. I calculate you're not as calculated. I can even predict your anger. Fabricating stories on the family front, cause you heard Mr. Morale. A pathetic master manipulator. I can smell the tales on you now. You're not a rap artist, you're a scam artist with the hopes of being accepted. Tommy Hilfiger stood out, but FUBU never had been your collection. I make music that electrify him. You make music that pacify him. I can double down on that line, but spare you this time. That's random acts of kindness.
Stop it there. There's a lot of shit to get to already. Samples the old Teddy Pendergrass song. You on my latest and my greatest inspiration. Played that in the intro. You know that Drake likes to do his glorified karaoke act, right? Where those of y'all who are stands of the guy or just casual music fans, you sing along to the shit. It's real easy, right? It's like ringtone music, whatever. Then you get Kendrick, who takes this little smooth, old school OG sample, right? Something that you would hear on the West Coast from somebody who was up there in age, just chilling, you know, the joints that they would throw on. Some that over here, I can't speak for across the country, but I do know that over here, you know what I mean, we love music like that. So he comes on and he gets into his artsy bag where it's just like, I'm gonna come on smooth. And while he's on smooth, he's addressing the things that he don't really want to sound angry about, right? First of all, he's basically giving you like an opening and prefacing the comments that are going to come later in the diss, but also speaks to, you know, why, you know, you're not calculated. I could already predict your angles. Talks about, you know, lies being made up on the family front. You're trying to cause conflict in the house. In Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers album, Kendrick alludes to his infidelity of the past and how it took a toll on his wife. And also, as he grew and matured, the toll that it took on him, the realizations and I guess the epiphanies that he had after the fact that led him to not only vocalize it, but also hopefully move in a different way. So you do all that and you're like, yo, I don't even want to sound angry. I'm just going to let this shit get out the way. And then it's like, all right, we're going to stay smooth, but eventually, you know, we're going to gas up a little bit. So let's keep going. Oh, before I go any further, the Tommy Hilfiger, you know, the Tommy Hilfiger stood out, but FUBU had never been in your collection. This is just, you know, he's basically letting you know that he's going to talk about how we got the first vision of Drake and who Drake was. You know, I'll get to that in more depth later. But just do a little research, man. Go looking back at who this guy was when he first popped on the scene, how uncomfortable he was in front of a camera, how everything looked like it was kind of had to be done for him, right? Like, this is what you do. Don't veer off this script, all the way down to the BlackBerry and the verses for his quote-unquote freestyle at Hot 97 with Funk Flex. I always go back to that because that's who I'm always remember the guy as. But let's keep going.
I know you're a master manipulator and a habitual liar too, but don't tell no lie about me and I won't tell truths about you.
All right, before we get there, something that I'm looking back at now that I didn't address. The whole the part where he's talking about how he makes music to electrify him while Drake makes music to pacify him. He also goes on to say he could double down on that, but he's going to spare him his time, random acts of kindness. Now, I broke that shit down. The way that I look at it, I took two things from this. While, you know, knowing that Kendrick's catalog may not be the club bangers that everybody would like to go out and have a good time and drink to and, you know, chill and unwind with. Some of them, I'll be honest, may not even have the best replay value when you're outside or even in your vehicle. You know, some of this shit is very introspective, very deep. Kind of got to be in the mode for it. But the whole electrify versus pacify. You're winning Pulitzer Prizes for the type of work that Kendrick is doing. When on the other hand, you got Drake who's putting out a single, I'm Too Sexy, right? And that's a shout out to Future, God's first number one, right? Whatever. But I'm like, all right, is that really, you know, that's definitely some pacifying shit. It's definitely dumbing down the art form, the culture. And, you know, we got to 50 years, but in order to make sure that this lasts beyond to another 50 and we reach 100 for reasons other than obviously the economic side of things where businesses use it to continue to feed to different demographics or make those who are not involved in the demographic feel cool for being a part of something that may be similar to whatever, what have you, right? But let's keep going. The random acts of kindness to me, that could have been a double play, right? I'm reaching on this. I may be right, but what if I'm, you know, I may be wrong, but what if I'm right? Remember the God's Plan video where the guy took his $1 million budget for the video and was just handing out money? It's cool. But you're doing that shit on the camera, feel a way about it, it's fine. Let's keep going.
Shoo!
Whenever this fool does this shit, I don't know what, you know, I don't know why. I just know there's some fire coming shoo behind it, so I let it slide. Let's go.
Shoo.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I'm out the way. Yeah, I'm low, okay. Yeah, the island right here is remote, okay. I ain't thinking about no reaper. Nigga, I'm reaping what I sow, okay. Got a Benjamin and a Jackson all in my house like I'm Joe, okay. Hell, okay. Made his own voice and them types LA solo, okay. Everybody wanna be demon till they get chipped by your throwaway.
Come on now. Hellcat, Demons, Chip, Throwaway. Hey, anybody who's ever got a car that fell off the truck or something along them lines, y'all know. If you know, you know. Let's go.
And I might do a show a day. What's a lame? Always a lame. Oh, you thought the money, the power of fame will make you go away.
You thought that was going to change people's perception of you, Drake? The fact that now, you know, you've gone through the trouble of trying to erase all those things from people's memory. While painting a different picture of whoever it is that you want to be or what it is that you're trying to do. I told y'all about that Drake Blackberry freestyle shit, right? This is who you're going to always be, Aubrey.
Blow, my city never effing need me. Yeah, oh wait, no, they really need me.
That's your guy? That's your guy, right? Go look this up on YouTube. Funk Flex Freestyle, Blackberry Drake. Just see that this guy is wearing some fucked ass color t-shirt. It don't look like, you know... I don't know where he got it from. That's the Sears on the fucking clearance rack shit, but it is what it is. No, that's the ones they fold up and they try to, you know, but I'm going to leave it be, man. I'm really not about all these labels and shit, but I'm just trying to let you know. This whole, the boy, this character that y'all built up, this is who he really is.
Blow, my city never effing need me. Yeah, oh wait, no, they really need me. Oh wait, hold up, young effing Wheezy. Holla at me when you done effing Wheezy. Yeah, okay,
right.
It's young Drizzy. Yeah.
Dropping right. Bombs on that flex.
I told you. New York, New York. New York, you gotta understand, I've been on the road for like 2 months. Just grinding it out, you know what I'm saying? I've been
excuses
on the road really like doing these shows every night. So I'm coming in. Ooh. This how you feel tonight, Flex?
This how you feel tonight, Aubrey?
Hold up. See, you called me off now. You called me all the way off now. Yeah. All right. I'ma get this. Hold on. Can we come back? Can we do it? Can we come back? Yeah.
Nice.
I can we hold on. I'ma get him. I'ma get him.
So
I promise,
crazy.
I promise I'm gonna get him. I
so
promise.
Crazy.
I can't give him everything, Flex. Like,
no, you can't.
I can't give him everything because, you know, like, you gotta understand, this is my first. You want me to do it again?
What the feezy?
Now you know what? Don't do it again. Don't do it ever again. But hey, carved your career out of that, right? That's what Ross is alluding to. Remember you when you came around, you was goofy as fuck, didn't know how to dress, had your fucking teal Gildan t-shirts on with the batted collar. And, you know, you got to understand, Flex, I've been on tour, you know what I mean? Fucking the girls after they were done fucking Wheezy. Had the Wheezy jizz all on his peach fuzz, I'm sure, you goofy motherfucker. You just keep going. You thought the money, the power, the fame was going to make me, gonna make us forget you? Going to make you go away? Now you.
Have you ever played? Have you ever? Okay, nigga, let's play. Have you ever walked your enemy down like with a poker face? Have you ever paid $500,000 like to an open case? Well, I have, and I failed at both, but I came out straight.
I hate when I rap or talk about guns, then somebody die, they turn into nuns, then hop online like pray for my city. He faking for likes and digital hugs. His daddy a killer, he wanna be junior. They must have forgot the shit that they done. Dementia must run in his family, but let it get shaky. I park his son. The very first time I shot me a...
That's it. I'm going to go back a little bit because I let too much shit play. Man, just back to the you are who you were when you got here type of hype. The money don't be fooled by it, right? There's that meme that goes around every so often. They show the old Kylie Jenner versus whatever you see today. And they're like, nah, you know what I mean? Don't trip. You're not ugly. You're just broke, right? I'm like, all right, y'all wildin'. I'll take it a step further. Everybody seems to forget that Kylie looked like the pre-surgery China face before her mom let her go buy a new one, right? Let's do that again. Now let me get off my bullshit and get back to the lines that were in there. A quote from the verse that just recently played. His daddy's a killer. He wanna be junior. I'm gonna need more clarification on that line, right? I really don't know what he's alluding to there, but as soon as I find it out, or if I see somebody who did know, I'll bring it back to y'all. Now, this next part, I'm taking the credit for all this dissection. I'm listening to the record. I go to YouTube and I find the version with the lyrics on it. I'll be honest with you. The people who wrote the lyrics in the video were not even 100% correct, but I was able to decipher some things from this, right? They must have forgot the shit that they done. Dementia must run in his family, but if it gets shaky, I park your son. Now, break that down, right? Forgot the shit you done. But then you say, dementia must run in your family. But when you say that fast... Forgot the shit that you done. Dementia must run in your family. Now it sounds like dementia, right? Dementia plus dementia, forgetting. There's that part. There's that play on it. Then you continue the very next bar. If it gets shaky, I park your son. Parkinson's? The shakes? Come on now, man. Y'all better believe I break this shit down. Come on, one time for Ruck, man. Fuck the dumb shit.
For likes and digital hugs. His daddy a killer, he wanna be junior. They must have forgot the shit that they done. Dementia must run in his family, but let it get shaky. I park your son. The very first time I shot me a Drake, the homie had told me to aim it this way. I didn't point down enough. Today I show you I learned from those mistakes.
There you go. Look at that line, right? The very first time I shot me a Drake. Play on Drake's name, also slang, you know, a word for Draco. And when you think about it, It's also a double, you know, double entendre in there. If you're talking about a firearm, you know what I mean, a strap that got that much power to it, you got to think about the kickback, how it's going to alter what it is that you think that you're aiming at. And with Drake clearly being the target, right, you got to think about, I didn't point down enough. Another entendre, you know, basically alluding to the fact that his enemy or whatever his target is, whoever this guy Drake appears to be, is beneath him. Let's continue.
Buddy, you told me that you got a ring. On God, I'm ready to double the wage. I'd rather do that than let a Canadian nigga make Pac turn in his grave. Cut the business, you got shit twisted. What is it, the brakes? I hurt your feelings, you don't work with me no more. Okay, there's three ghosts left, and I see two of them kissing and hugging on stage. I love her to death, and in 8 bars, I'll explain that phrase.
Before I go further, I want to go back a little bit, right? Hold on, man. Oh, Lord. There we go. Pac turning in the grave. You know, I'll do that, you know, whatever. I'll do that before I let Canadian bruh, you know, have Pac turn in his grave. It's alluding to the AI voices that were used, like I said, on that Drake disc that's since been deleted for legal reasons. Cutthroat Business, which he alludes to, the cease and desist came around from the current holders of the Tupac estate, which had Drake remove that from wherever it was posted, whether it be YouTube, socials, I don't know where it was. But that's no longer something that you can go and grab directly from him or his people. I'm sure somebody's got a version out there still floating around. But that's the cutthroat business portion of the thing, right? Three ghosts left, and I see two hugging and kissing on stage. That's Cole and Drake. These guys were doing these speeches, you know, giving each other their flowers each night on tour. Backhanded compliments, a bunch of bullshit. And he keeps going, right? I love him to death. And in 8 bars, I'll explain that phrase. I'm going to rewind a little bit. I'm going to let that shit run, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on it.
Cut the business. You got shit twisted. What is it, the brakes? I hurt your feelings. You don't work with me no more. Okay. It's 3 ghosts left, and I see 2 of them kissing and hugging on stage. I love them to death, and in 8 bars, I'll explain their phrase. It's not nobody can tell me. I don't want to talk on no celly. You know I got language barriers. It's no accent you can sell me. Yeah, Cole and Ivory know I'm a selfish nigga. The crown is heavy. I pray they my real friends. If not, I'm YNW Melly.
Let's go now, right? No accent you can sell me. You got to think about this guy's, you know, mixed individual. I believe his mother is Jewish, his father is a black man, so you take that into account, right? I haven't heard any island voice or inflections of a previous you know, heritage as far as the Caribbeans or the islands are concerned. But then you got Drake who does Afrobeat type songs or tries to play in the reggae genre of things, uses Jamaican voices and accent. Kendrick's like, you can't sell me no accent, right? There's no accent you can sell me. Alludes to, you know, I don't want to talk on the phone. Nothing with Selly. And then, you know, continuing, he's saying crown is heavy. Because you hear you hear Cole and Drake. This is why I don't drink beer, y'all. This motherfucker got me sounding like, I'm going to leave it alone. Cole had sent subliminals in the past talking about, you know, alluding to the fact that he thought that Kendrick thought he was Jesus or some sort. Thinking he's a Catholic preacher. You heard that on the Johnny P's Caddy joint. There were other disses and subliminals that were in there. If you need to, go back to the Mike Compete later in the archives of Unprofessional as Fuck. You know what I mean?
Unprofessional as Fuck podcast.
Got it all covered. But anyway, he says, pray they my real friends. If not, then I'm YNW Melly. Now, why that shit hits so fucking hard and that one's going to connect even with the youngins is because if you know who YNW Melly is, then you know how he came to fame. I first heard of this guy when he had a song that kind of made some noise. The track was called Murder on My Mind. But what really took him to the next stratosphere, unfortunately, was also the demise of his career and caused the loss of life for 2 individuals who had many people I thought he considered a friend or friends, excuse me. YNW Melly has been on trial for some time now. One trial was a mistrial. They did not allow this man out, held him while trying to build another case, just as much clear-cut evidence as they had on him. Alluding to the fact, allegedly this guy not only murdered 2 of his friends, but also rode around with them in the vehicle for some time after the fact. It's definitely nothing that should be joked about, but if you're going to put that and use that in context and you're going to use this guy's name and you talk about, you know, in 8 bars, I'll explain that phrase. This motherfucker wastes no time, man. Kendrick's on some different shit. This is where he starts dropping more names, though. Y'all gotta pay attention.
I don't like you popping shit at Pharrell. For him, I inherit the beef. Yeah, fuck all that pushing P. Let me see you push a T. You better off spinning again on him. You think about pushing me. He's Terrence Thornton. I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping feet.
Let's go with that. Now, I don't like you popping at Pharrell. For him, I inherit the beef. The only thing off the top of my head that I can remember is after the whole, you know, Pharrell taking over for Virgil Abloh, rest in peace, Virgil, who had been in charge of the men's line at Louis Vuitton. Pharrell went and took over after the fact, and I remember, you know, Drake made a comment like, nobody even wearing that shit since Virgil passed or Virgil, you know, died or whatever, right? That could have been a slight at the future endeavors that Pharrell was trying to do. Now, For my guy Kendrick to be like, I don't like you, you know, popping in Pharrell. For him, I inherit the beef. Fuck all that, popping that P. You know what I mean? Let me see you push a T. Now think about that. Push a T. Not only somebody who came up with the guy Pharrell, you think about the work that they've done in the past and how, you know, the clips came to fame was off of that amazing grinding beat and just all the work that they did after the fact. If you want to talk about a battle in which Drake lost, a lot of people will say that that was a nail for him to push a T back and forth, that exchange. But it got all shut down due to the fact that a guy by the name of Jay Prince had his hands inside of the pot in the piggy bank that is Drake and was like, hey, man, let's shut this down. It's going to get ugly. You know, Pusha's not no fucking Meek Mill. You know what I mean? He's not on the Diddy tapes. It's a different kind of animal. It's going to get ugly. It's going to fuck up my money. Not only his money, Lucian's money, not only Lucian's money, Wayne's money, not only Wayne's money, Birdman's money. We'll get to that later. Anyway, all that shit pops up, right? And fuck all that popping that P. Or fuck all that pushing that P, right? Let me see you push a T. Now, he continues with the names, right? You hear the push a P. And, of course, you're going to think about Gunna, right? He ain't too far off.
We ain't gotta get personal, this a friendly fade. You should keep it that way. I know some shit about niggas that make Gunna wanna look like a saint.
I'm gonna let this shit play at the end in totality, right? I mean, against all my better judgment, whatever. If y'all wanna flag me for this, do it. I'll start all over again with a whole nother motherfucking business plan and take it even further. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, you think about this, right? This is a friendly fade. We don't have to get personal. This is a friendly fade. Keep it that way. I know some shit about y'all that'll make Gunna wanna look like a saint. Know about the Gunna, highly talked about. This whole RICO case that was directed at the YSL gang, but more so obviously directed at trying to put Young Thug away. Still currently on trial, you know, fighting for his freedom. I won't give any thoughts on that either way. The thing about us as casual rap fans, you know what I mean? We're like, oh, yo, it'd be dope to have some new Young Thug music. But if you're somebody who has allegedly lost a loved one due to the actions of said gang, or, you know, they say it's not a gang, it's a crew, it's a label, whatever, what have you, you're going to have a different opinion on things. Gonna want to go make him look like a saint. Now, look at this, man. The way I look at it, bro, is whatever, right? Y'all done fucking around and gave Tekashi a career. Y'all let a lot of people live after doing some questionable shit as far as the code and ethics of hip-hop is concerned, right? Because it's money-related. Now, Gunna Wanna has since responded. He's like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I mean? How I catch a stray? It's not even really directed at you, bro. It's just kind of alluding to the fact that, yo, there might be some snitching going on that side. And if that's the case, y'all don't want to get personal. Keep it a friendly fade. I know shit about y'all. It'll make Gunna Wanna look like a saint. Let's keep going.
Ain't been about critics, not about gimmicks, not about who the greatest. It's always been about love and hate. Now let me say I'm the biggest hater.
This is where shit gets funny. You know what I mean? First you say it's not about gimmicks, not about who's the greatest. There's really no debating that. If you want to talk about sales and transcending and, you know, getting multiple different demographics to buy into your bullshit, of course Drake has that shit on lock. It's fine. You know what I mean? You're still not Taylor Swift. You may have broke some of Michael Jackson records. You may have broke the Beatles records. Taylor Swift is just getting started, bro. Eventually, she's going to be writing some shit at you. You know what I mean? Clowning your career as well. What people need to understand is, regardless of what it is that you have done in this world, no matter where you feel that you're at in life, whether it be your financials that give you the, the pep in your step, whether it be what you were able to accomplish in a romantic side of things, right? If you think you two were a player and eventually, you know what I mean, you end up being fucking the player who played out. Now you're fucking, you know, in your 80s trying to find something and it's a wrap, right? Everybody want to be a player, but that shit, you know, whatever. I'll leave that alone. It is what it is, bro. You got to understand it. Now he's like, yo, it's not about that. It's about love and hate. It's always been about love and hate. And then he goes on to say, let me let you know I'm the biggest hater. And then continues on with the petty Kendrick that I like, right? You've done all this Olympic-style fucking rapping, all this Pulitzer Prize-winning type of art. But when it's time to be like, yo, be humble, sit down, shut up, bitch. Sorry, Big Sean, again, you catch a straight. God damn. This guy can't win for losing. Now he just gets on the petty hype and he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm the biggest hater and I'm going to tell you why.
I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's going to be direct. We hate the bitches you fuck because they confuse themselves with real women. Then notice I said we. It's not just me. I'm what the culture feeling. How many more fairy tale stories about your life till we had enough? How many more black features till you finally feel that you're black enough? I like Drake with the melodies. I don't like Drake when he act tough. You going to make a nigga bring back Puff.
No,
let me see if Chubbs really crashed something. You're my first one like my last one. It's a classic. nigga, you don't have one. Ooh. Let your core audience stomach that, then tell them where you get your abs from. V12 is a fast one. Boom, boom, boom. Last.
I'm not done. I did more dissecting, right? Bring back Puff. First and foremost, no Diddy. Gotta mention it every time. Man, it's unfortunate, too. That guy's had his hands in so many, like, iconic fucking albums, records, projects. Then when that catalog is officially fucking canceled, it's going to be rough. Side note, let me let y'all know right now, if any way Jay-Z gets enthralled into any of this shit, I'm going to let y'all know right now ahead of time, and I'm on record, I'm not deleting that catalog. Y'all can kiss my ass. All right? Say what you say about me. It's fine. I ain't tripping. I'll take the backlash. Now, will I instantly come and use one of them tracks as an intro or play it in one of the pods? Maybe not, but if you think that shit ain't getting play in the car or at the crib, out your motherfucking mind. Anyways, continue going, right? You're going to make me bring back Puff. Now, Puff allegedly had a scuffle with him in the past where Drake maybe had got snuff. Caught a Puff snuff. Got snuff from Puff. You know what I mean? And it's crazy, right? This guy's off the Tucci. You never know what you're going to do when the guy who's not really a fan of Coochie is off the Tucci. You talking about Louis Vuitton. He's a fan. I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's keep going. Allegedly, he got smacked up, right? So Chubbs is the bodyguard for Drake that seems to turn himself into a bit of a star, right? It's like the referee at some of these playoff games who keeps making calls so he can just go to the board. Foul on, you know what I mean? You want to be the star of the show, bro. You don't got a mean jump shot. You got no handles and you can't dunk. Just step to the side. Now he's talking about Chubbs' bodyguard. And Chubbs, you know, he entered the fray because he was talking crazy on the internet in threatening manners, alluding to, yo, let that little man drop. If you got something, tell him to drop it. He's scared. Woo, woo, woo. All right, well, that's cool. You know what I mean? Make me bring back Puff to see if Chubbs really crashed something. On top of that, defends his catalog, right? My last one, like my first one, it's a classic. You don't have one. Let your core audience stomach that. You ain't telling where you got your abs from. While he's defending his catalog for one, he also sends another shot. You need to tell your core audience, right? Core, play on the gut, on the stomach, on that muscle group. Then tell him where you got your abs from. V12. That's a fast one. Bow, bow, bow. All right, so now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, V12 means something. Now you can get to allude to vehicles or whatever the fuck it may be, right? That's the low-hanging fruit version of the way to go to it. But you know your guy, Rug, man. I really don't play around about this motherfucking shit. This might be
Unprofessional as Fuck Podcast,
but I put a lot of good work into it. So, of course, I go looking at V12. I got to allude to, what does V12 have to do with abs? Is there some type of surgical procedure? I literally type in V12 surgery abs, and wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you fucking know?
What the feezy?
V12. I knew I had a meaning to it, right? It wasn't a V8, you know, a full can of V8 plus half of another one. That wasn't when he was talking about it. I had to go do the digging. Figured it out. Surgical procedure. Of course, a surgical procedure, right? Where stents are inserted. Balloon-like stents. So they put them in at one size, and then eventually they expand. And it's something that's used to treat abdominal aortic aneurysms. So shaking, aneurysms, I park your son, alluding to maybe health issues that are genetic from the Drake side of things. I don't know whose last name Grams is, whether his pops is Graham or his mother's Graham. I'm sure mom's like a Leibowitz or some shit like that. Don't cancel me, y'all. I'm really not trying to get hated on. My bad. That was foul. Anyway, it's not Heisenberg side of things. It's the Graham side of the family, maybe, who has the gastrointestinal intestinal issues. Or I'm veering off. It's obviously an abdominal aortic aneurysm. So they use these stents, and it's a surgical procedure that may somehow, some way, alter the way that your abs look. I know it's not the sculpting male BBL that they were talking about, but surgical procedures, you know, Rick Ross has said that this guy's not afraid of those. He's been under the knife before, right? Not afraid of those. What rhymes with those? Nose. Oh, I'll leave it alone. Anyway. V12, bow, bow, bow. That was a fast one. I'm doing the work here for y'all, man. Please, please, man. If you know what? I'm going to challenge everybody for this week, for this drop, for the last few drops. All I'm going to ask, if you really fuck with Ruck, if you fuck with the guy, if you have belief in what it is that I'm doing, if you know anybody who might fit the demographic that would like this show this week, if you really got some love for the kid, let somebody else know that they need to listen, right? Give them an opportunity. Send a link. Do what you got to do. Let me know that you did it. If I get a follower or a listen, somebody who comes over and lets me know, it came from you, Give me some time. I'm only one guy trying to get this shit off the ground, but I would definitely make sure that you're compensated with something that comes from this camp over your way, letting y'all know it's appreciated. Let's keep going.
One headshot for the year. You better walk around like Daft Punk. Remember?
A top dog. Who the fuck they think they playing with? Extortion my middle name as soon as you jump off of that plane, bitch. I'm allergic to the lame shit. Only you like being famous. Yachty can't give you no swag neither. I don't give a fuck about who you hanging with.
Fuck who you hang with. Fuck the fact that Yachty is giving you reference tracks that eventually turn into big songs for you. Big songs that were B-sides of your album, right? But you still always got to go somewhere for the sauce. Maybe not too much seasoning in the house cabinets as far as, you know, what you were able to add to the recipe to make the dinner taste well, right? But we've seen this guy, right? He brings Party Next Door into the house to try to get some of that feel. He got The Weeknd over there for a brief stint. The Weeknd's like, fuck all this. McConan is a name that we know based off of the fact that Drake needed to go get some of that. Pause. You think about what Drake's affiliation with the My Way track for what was that guy's name, man? Fuck, the one, oh, my God, it's fucking eluding me right now. It's going to really bother me down the road. Shorty, would you come my, that guy, right? Fuck, whatever. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm going to remember it later. Shout out to these Ellipse in Space Dust Drinks. And, you know, just pure excitement. Got me forgetting right now. God damn, it's going to bother me. Anyway, let's keep going. It's like, nobody's going to be able to give you the sauce. Like, it's cool. I don't give a fuck about who you hang with. You know, whoever you got around you, whoever you have as far as tastemakers are concerned, whoever is producing for you, whoever is helping you in the creation process. No, don't say it like that. Say it like this. Don't say it like you did on the Funk Flex show. You know what I mean? Obviously, this is a guy on the Funk Flex freestyle who was reading off of his BlackBerry. And maybe the eyes were moving a little too quick. They didn't give him the cadence he was supposed to go with. So you get this.
My city never effing need me. Yeah, oh, wait, no. They really need.
My city, they don't effing need me. Oh, wait, no. You just read it wrong. Now you're going back and you still got a little bit of creativity. They really, really need me. Shout out to effing fucking Weezy. Girls, holla at me when you're done. Shut the fuck up, please. Anyway, let's keep going. Ah, damn. Corny as. Let's go.
I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. Surprise, you wanted that feature request. You know that we got some shit to address. I even hate when you say the word nigga. But that's just me, I guess. Some shit just cringeworthy. Ain't even gotta be deep, I guess. Still love when you see success. Everything with me is blessed. Keep making me dance, waving my hand, and it won't be no threat. I'm knowing they call you the boy, but where's the man? Cause I ain't seen him yet. Ooh. Matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Can I bleed him? Bet. When I see you stay.
Hold on. I ain't even bleed them yet. Can I bleed them? Bet. We went from the first gear, which was really just idling, right? The Teddy Pendergrass sample. Then we go over to the second gear where, you know, the beat switches and the energy is there. Then you get to the third gear where he's talking about, you know, dropping names. Gets into a little bit more of the shit that's going to be buzzworthy. The things that are going to catch, you know, I guess, you know, steam as far as social media and certain vlog or blog sites. This instance right here is where this guy goes third gear. Excuse me, fourth. You know what I mean? This guy's going main now.
Damn, by sexy red, I believe you see two bad bitches. I believe you don't like women. It's real competition. You might pop ass with them. Let's speak on percentage. Show me your splits. I'll make sure I double back with you. You assigned to a nigga that signed to a nigga that said he was signed to that nigga.
I told you before, maybe the right message, wrong messenger. The way that I was talking, you know, about Cole when he talked about, you know, your second one put people to sleep, but they gassed it, right? Cole wasn't the messenger for that message. I'm a Cole fan. I fucked with all them low BPM, lo-fi, hip-hop shit. I liked it, but I'm a different person, right? I go over to certain people's houses or kick it with certain individuals, and they're like, you know what I mean? Nobody want to think about all that shit right now, Ruck. The same thing that happens, you know what I mean, when you do introspective rap. You get somebody who's asking you if you have a playlist to put them on the new music, talking about, you know, they tell you if you ain't got some heat in the first 5 seconds, they won't listen to it. That's fine. I get it. It's not for your ears. It's not for your mind. It's not for what you're capable of doing right now. Just continuing. It's like, all right, it is what it is, man. Like, this is some different type of motherfucking rap. He talks about sexy red. And when I see y'all standing next to each other, I feel like you see two bad bitches. like Drake, you're kind of just that now, right? Like you're kind of just that kind of fodder, right? Like then I don't know. Like I'm not gonna say he's gone a complete Kanye West route, where Kanye West has completely abandoned lyrics, completely, you know, moved and rerouted. You're never going to be able to say anything derogatory about Kanye West's production. I would really ask a lot of people to go back at some of their favorite songs and see who has production credit, i.e. a down and out track with Cameron on the Purple Haze album. I don't know. This is blasphemous, literally blasphemous. I'm sorry, Shiny Bo. I've heard rumblings that the guy Rhyme Fest has always been kind of right there, shoulder to shoulder with Kanye West, along with a guy like Consequence. May have penned Jesus Walks.
What the feezy?
It hurts me to say it. It really does. But it is what it is. We gotta keep going.
I cease and desist on I like that record. Homework, you ain't like that record. Back to back, I like that record.
Man, I get on these diatribes and start going down with dialogue and forget what the point of the whole thing was. I was talking about the message versus the messenger. Drake is not the messenger for talking about dropping Gimme 50, talking about splits, you're going to rip your pants. That's trash. Plus, signed to somebody who signed to somebody who said that they're signed to that somebody. 360 deal. For life. Perpetuity. It is what it is. Let's keep going.
I'ma get back to that for the record. Why would I call around trying to get dirt on niggas? Y'all thinking my life is rap? That's whole shit. I got a son to raise, but I can see you don't know nothing about that.
Now, the grown folk individuals who listen to this portion, despite that everything else might have been delivered in a way more intricate and rap lyrical miracle type of way, this is the shit that stick out to me. Hey, Drake, what'd you say? I'm not hiding my son from the world. I'm hiding the world from my son. Yeah, whoever put that on your BlackBerry, bro, kudos. It's not enough. Kendrick. Talk to this motherfucker.
Waking them up, no none about that. And tell them to pray, no none about that. And giving them tools to walk through life like day by day, no none about that. Teaching them morals, integrity, discipline. Listen, man, you don't know none about that. Speaking the truth and consider what God's considering, you don't know none about that. Ain't 20v1, it's 1v20. If I gotta smack niggas that right with you, yeah, bring them out too. I clean them out too. Tell Bean that he better stay right with you. Am I battling ghosts or AI? Nigga feeling like Joe Hell Austin. Funny, he was in a film called AI. And my sixth sense telling me to off him.
Come on now. Drake was like, what's this, a 1v20? Because everybody has something to say. Nah. I don't think Kendrick was tapping motherfuckers in. Kendrick didn't need no tag team partner. He said, this is 1v20 if I got to battle everybody to write with you. Yachty, 40, said that he was adding, you know, some thoughts and his two cents to some of these bars. Whoever the fuck it may be, this Bean reference, right? You better tell Bean to stay right with you. AI, Bean. Now, I was looking at, you know, trying to dissect that part of this whole disc. This one, I don't know. This is a reach, but there was a AI video going around where somebody was showing how AI could be used, and on the internet, it kind of got a little bit of a steam where somebody used AI, Drake's voice, cadence, and flow to rap about a can of beans, bush-baked beans or some shit, right? Y'all could go look at that on YouTube. I wasn't going to deep dive in that too much. Then I looked at Bean and Drake and legal shit. There's some things that supersede Drake even being a household name. They're not talking about Drake, but it's LL Bean, LLC, whatever, man. I'm not going to get that fucking scientific on it. But trust, somebody else will. And once I get the clear clarification, I'll come back and give credit to whoever, you know, filled me in, because I know that one's probably a little bit off, but know that I try to do the work for y'all, man. Sixth Sense references using Joel Osteen. I mean, that's a portion of the child actor who was in the Sixth Sense movie. I see dead people. You know, spirits, dead, ghosts riding, more of those type of claims. I mean, the fatherhood bars. Know nothing about that. Waking them up in the morning, know nothing about that. I mean, yeah, you might be the breadwinner, bread earner. You might be a provider. I get it. The best thing you could do for a child is to provide their mother a happy home, a happy lifestyle. Does that mean that you have to be with the person that you had a baby with in order for that to be the case? No. I know that in this day and age, more often than not, that's not the case. That's fine. Are you able to keep it cordial in a manner to where the kid never has to be stressed out from either side with their complaints on how, you know, the other one's affecting their life, which in turn gets internalized by the child? Man. Shout outs to my mom. Side motherfucking note. Shout outs to my mother. Mother's Day is coming up. After that, Father's Day to follow, which I call Mother's Day number two. And it's not because it's, you know, bitter young boy type syndrome. It's not young man scorned by not having one in the crib. That's not the case. My moms and my sisters and my grandmother and my grandfather and a few different individuals who I could look to as blueprints have corrected, fixed, or filled any void that could have ever been there to begin with. And then what really was the icing on the cake was going and spending time around a certain individual that just showed you that, nah, that ain't a father figure. That's a figure eventually you're going to have to father. I say all that to say this. The providing of a happy home, as stressed out, as upset herself as she was in moments, only adding fuel to the fire was her young son who was missing and, you know, emotional over that, but never not one moment did she ever use that opportunity to say anything derogatory about that person, to change, cloud, or alter my vision or perception of who that person was. And as you get older, their actions or lack thereof will do that for you. But I'm just saying, man, hey, they know nothing about that. Let's keep motherfucking going.
I'm a blick nigga, saw any coffee. Yeah, OB ho niggas is dick riders. Tell them run to America to imitate heritage. They can't imitate this violence. What I learned is niggas don't like the West Coast, and I'm fine with it. I'll push the line with it. Pick a nigga off one at a time with it. We can be on a 3-hour time difference. Don't speak on the family, Crody. It can get deep in the family, Crody. Talk about me and my family, Crody. Someone go bleed in your family, Crody. I be a New Hall King eating fried rice with a dip sauce and a blammy, Crody. Tell me your cheese and farm. We can do this right now on the camera, Crody. Hey, fuck y'all niggas, I don't trust y'all niggas. I wave one finger and thump y'all niggas like, field goal punt y'all niggas. Ooh. They punk y'all niggas. Nobody never took my food. Whoever that's fucking with them, fuck you niggas and fuck the industry too. If you take it there, I'm taking it further. Psst, that's something you don't wanna do.
You don't wanna hear you say nigga no more.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
You don't wanna hear you say nigga no more.
Stop. Now, like I said, the lines about the fatherhood type shit, man, like, you know, go back into the chat. Do you think that the money, the power, the fame is going to make you go away? Then you get into that portion of the song, and it's like something that I always allude to, man, like the lines about the fatherhood, as though, you know, there's so much shit that was in the track that was gas, that was fire, that was, you know, quotables, but to me, that's the shit that's going to sting, because you can't escape that. Excuse me. You may have a whole lot of money. You may have a whole lot of fame. You may be the center of attention anytime that you walk into a room. You may look away, whether it be on social media or to the average eye. Or, you know, even deeper than that, to the masses of people. But you still gotta be you, bruh. Even if everybody else believes the facade, you included, at the end of the day, you gotta go to sleep and sleep in the bed that you made. I've said that in the past. Around people, they start looking down at the ground. It is what it is. If the shoe fits... Oh, that's too easy. Keep going. I've seen it. I've seen, you know, whether it's the flaunting of money or the spending of money or just, you know, an endless supply that it may seem like in the form of cash or going somewhere, you know, where everybody knows your name. Cheers to you. It's cool. All that effort that you're putting into trying to escape what the actual truth is, you better remove all the mirrors from your crib. And if you're Drake and you got all these 19, 20, and 21-year-old bras coming to the crib, you know they want to look in the big mirror, fix the makeup, adjust the hair, you know, curl the lashes that probably ain't there. It's cool, man. I'm gonna rap on this motherfucker. Watch. See what these little space dust beers in, and just, you know, pure energy off of this whole moment in the culture. But let's just keep going, man. I mean, it's not catchy like Drake shit. It's not, you know, dropping a game 50 verse for the Swifty, you know. It's not that. I get it. It's different. This ain't for the casual rap fan. This isn't something that you're going to be able to listen to one or two times. I mean, I'm lying. It's Olympic style rapping, like I said before, man. That's what I've been told y'all for a long time is Kendrick's gift. I was able to listen to this shit two times and, you know, and recite full pieces of the verse. But I understand that that's not a common thing. I ain't saying that like in a braggadocious, pat myself on the back type of way. I just really pay attention to fucking lyrics. If something stand out, I hear it and I'm like, yo. The same way that if a word came out in a conversation, in a movie, in a show, wherever it may be, an article, something that I'm reading, and I don't know what the fuck it is, it's an immediate, yo, stop. Look it up. Not only do I want the definition, but I want two examples of a sentence. Just a full circle moment, man. Let's keep going, but... We did the breakdown of the track. I hope that I didn't overdo it as far as the pauses are concerned. I'll let that shit run all the way through against my better judgment. Hopefully, you know, this don't get flagged, but there's been a whole lot of discussion and dialogue and reasoning behind the sharing of this song. And I hope that those of y'all who are listening are able to take something from this. And, if you feel like I've been doing a little bit too much of this in recent history, please reach out, let me know. And, I will alter it in a certain way, maybe not overdo it, but I really felt really good about the research and thought process that was put into this joint for the simple fact of like, yo, I really get excited for moments like this in the culture, in the genre. This is what makes hip hop go 50 years strong when they were trying to tell you that it was here today, gone tomorrow, just noise. And now you look at the whole entire world, every genre trying to take pieces and parts of it and use it, infuse it into their music. Oh, come on now. Y'all got me wilding. Morgan Wallen, forget it. You know what I mean? I'm going to leave that alone. 808's in the country song. That's all I'm going to say. We'll keep it moving. I'm going to give you all my predictions on what I think is next to come now. This is the Ruxtradamus portion of the pod. I might be reaching, I might be wrong, but if I'm right, I'm going to remind y'all. Just know that. So what happens next, in my opinion, no Drake response. If y'all thought that it was going to be real quick, yo, Drake had this in the tuck and he was ready to release this at the first time the song was released from Kendrick, nah. After this, even if you did have something that you felt was worthy of the next punch, you're going to hold on. You know, just circle around in the ring a little bit, right? You're going to learn the reach of your opponent. You're going to see what their arsenal is. You don't really want to take a haymaker from your opponent tonight because you don't know what their power is. You just want to chill, right? You're kind of gauging what's going on. I expect maybe 2 weeks minimum. I could be wrong in that. I will say this. If Drake comes with an immediate response, there's some heat. Again, you're going to have to give credit to this guy. I said it before that I kind of liked his approach. It wasn't just I'm going to aim at one person or I'm going to try to, you know, skate around a lot of the narratives. He came out and he came out firing. He took everyone who had something to say on at the same time, danced in and out of who he was aiming at, used some people's government names, and made sure that Kendrick, you know, knew that this was the majority of the brunt of whatever his action was aimed in your direction, and that's cool. Respect to the guy. He is keeping that art form as far as, you know, the rap competitive spirit alive, and I can't deny that. But you're not fucking with the average individual here. He said it in the diss. He said, you know, fuck all that pushing that P. Let me see you push a T. And then said, he's Terrence Thornton. I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping defeat. Now, that's slang for knock you out your shoes. Terrence Thornton is the actual, you know, the birth name, government name of Pusha T. Terrence Crawford, if y'all know, pound for pound, the best around. Product of Omaha, Nebraska. Shout out my brother Jake for putting me on. Early on the Terrence Crawford hype, only because Jake let me know. I remember when that guy was fighting for free on Friday Night Fights. That's how far it goes back. You know, PBC eventually, like, that's how far that shit goes back. But it is what it is. Now, like I said, I don't expect a Drake response. It's fine. He might be waiting to see if Kendrick comes with another move, if he brings something else out to Arsenal. I don't think he has to. What I will say is I wouldn't be surprised if Kendrick doesn't drop something this Friday. A surprise, you know, album, EP, project. I wouldn't be surprised. There was already rumors, Maul, of a podcast, Rory and Maul. Got to give credit to the source. Bibliography of sorts, right? Alluded to the fact that maybe there's an album that's already in the tuck that was going to be released in May. Now, I know that this diss track was released on the old school traditional Tuesday, but the business standard now, as far as 1 week, first week sales, analytics are done, is based off of a Friday release. Now, if you look at the date on Friday, it's the first Friday of May. So you may get a Kendrick album. We shall see. If that does drop, you know, it's another strategic move. The reason why I say that, like I said, Cinco de Mayo's coming up. There's going to be a whole lot of parties. Motherfuckers is going to be outside. DJs is going to be DJing. If you get a project from Kendrick right now, this is another prediction. You are not going to get that Pulitzer Prize type, you know, theatrical adaptation of a play type album. You're not going to get Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. You're going to get something that's in the same elk as a Damn album where it's like, damn, you're going to get the Humbles, the Elements, you know, all that type of joint. And if that's the case, on his PG Lang debut, which he is now, you know, running the show over there, it could be a very strategic move to drop an album that's going to gain the attentions of the masses. Coming off of the heels of the diss alone. But then give him a project like that where you just had single after single after single that did numbers along with B-side classics, i.e. like an Element. You know what I mean? If I got a Smith, I'm going to make it look sexy. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like, you're going to get something that's heat. Kendrick's not playing with y'all. We're going to see what happens. But I'm letting y'all know right now that by tomorrow, I'll say for sure by Thursday, not only are you going to hear everybody in the culture's think pieces and takes on this response, but you're going to hear sports shows referencing, you know, the bars or using it somehow in a highlight video, description. You might see, again, the CNN dialogue on shit, right? It's not going to be something that Drake's going to be able to escape, so that's going to apply a little bit of pressure. The boy, that's what y'all call him, right? That's y'all boy. It's fine. It is what it is. To me, he'll always be this guy.
My city never effing need me. Yeah, oh wait, no, they really need me. Oh wait, hold up, young effing Wheezy. Holla at me when you done effing Wheezy. Yeah, okay, it's young Drizzy. Yeah. All right. I told you. New York, New York. New York, you gotta understand, I've been on the road for like 2 months. Just grinding it out, you know what I'm saying?
Care,
I've been on
bro.
The road really, like, doing these shows every night. So I'm coming. Ooh.
You hear that?
That's how you feel tonight, Flex?
Nah, it is what it is. Bro, I was looking through that BlackBerry. I've never had a BlackBerry.
See, you called me off.
But this guy was scrolling for his life.
Yeah. All right. All right, I'ma get this. Hold on, can we come back? Can we do it? Can we come back? Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, Funk Flex. We lost some credibility with that nice. He didn't say a fucking thing, bro.
I promise I'ma get him. I promise. I can't give him everything, Flex. Like,
no, you can't.
I can't give him everything because, you know, like, you got to understand, this is my first. You want me to do it again?
You hear that, right? Like I say many times, if you're portraying a character, eventually it's gonna tell on you. You're going to tell on yourself. If you're trying to paint yourself in some type of light, especially in a content creation space, whether that be music, podcasting, whatever, you're going to share something out there that's going to really paint the actual picture of who it is that you are. You heard that whole, that's how you feel it, Flex. Oh, you caught me all the way off. Whoop. And somebody kind of might have given that look. Motherfucker, we got money behind you. I can't give him everything, Flex. You know what I mean? I can't give him everything. Then you hear Flex, nice. Nah, bro. You lose a little bit with that, Flex. What the fuck is going on, fam? God damn. Not you, Funk.
It's really getting scandalous.
Done a little bit of thinking. I feel like if I play that that diss song, I don't know if it's gonna be flagged or not. It is what it is. Let me see what I could do real quick, and I'll get right back to y'all. This is impromptu. This, you know what I mean? This is going off the script. This is just some ruck shit. Please bear with me. Y'all, I was gonna do an impromptu freestyle over that beat that Drake couldn't rap over. You know what I mean? Just to kind of show the difference between people who really fuck with this art form and those who just play a character in it. But I'm going to make sure that I get that done for the Patreon. Please be on the lookout for that tomorrow. Y'all going to get that shit. The wife, you've been home for a minute. I wasn't supposed to be doing this part. This is a whole, swap of the motherfucking schedule. So, with that being said, I'm going to fast forward a little bit into this diss song. Go to where this shit turned up. This is the full version. Not the full version. I guess I'm lying. This is where it heats up a little bit. The beat switch. Euphoria diss track from Kendrick Lamar aimed at Drake. Let this shit play because I kept pausing it on y'all. And then I'll close this joint out.
Unprofessional as fuck podcast.
But don't tell no lie about me, and I won't tell truths about you.
Yeah, I'm out the way, yeah, I'm low, okay. Yeah, the island right here is remote, okay. I ain't thinking about no reaper. Nigga, I'm reaping what I sow, okay. Got a Benjamin and a Jackson all in my house, like I'm Joe, okay. Hellcat, made his homeboys in them types, LA solo, okay. Everybody wanna be demon till they get chipped by your throwaway. And I might do a show a day. What's a lame? Always a lame. Oh, you thought the money, the power of fame will make you go away. Have you ever played? Have you ever? Okay, nigga, let's play. Have you ever watched your enemy down? Like with a poker face, have you ever paid 500,000 like to an open case? Well, I have, and I failed at both, but I came out straight.
I hate when a rapper talk about guns, then somebody die, they turn into nuns, then hop online like pray for my city. He faking for likes and digital hugs. His daddy a killer, he wanna be junior. They must have forgot the shit that they done. Dementia must run in his family, but let it get shaky. I park his son. The very first time I shot me a Drake, the homie had told me to aim it this way. I didn't point down enough. Today I show you I learned from those mistakes. Somebody had told me that you got a ring on God, I'm ready to double the wage. I'd rather do that than let a Canadian nigga make Pac turn in his grave. Cut the business, you got shit twisted. What is it, the brakes? I hurt your feelings, you don't work with me no more. Okay, there's three ghosts left, and I see two of them kissing and hugging on stage. I love them to death, and in 8 bars I'll explain their phrase. It's nothing nobody can tell me. I don't wanna talk on no celly. You know I got language barriers. There's no accent you can sell me. Your Cole and Ivory know I'm a selfish nigga. The crown is heavy. I pray they my real friends. If not, I'm YNW Melly. I don't like you popping shit at Pharrell. For him, I inherit the beef. Yeah, fuck all that pushing P. Let me see you push a T. You better off spinning again on him. You think about pushing me. He's Terrence Thornton, I'm Terrence Crawford. Yeah, I'm whooping feet. We ain't gotta get personal. This a friendly fade. You should keep it that way. I know some shit about niggas that make gonna wanna look like a saint. This ain't been about critics, not about gimmicks, not about who the greatest. It's always been about love and hate. Now let me say I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's gonna be direct. We hate the bitches you fuck, cause they confuse themselves with real women. Then notice I said we, it's not just me, I'm what the culture feeling. How many more fairy tale stories about your life till we had enough? How many more black features till you finally feel that you're black enough? I like Drake with the melodies, I don't like Drake when he act tough. You gon' make a nigga bring back Puff. Let me see if Chubbs really crash something. Yeah, my first one like my last one. It's a classic, you don't have one. Let your core audience stomach that, then tell them where you get your abs from. V12, it's a fast one. Bow, bow, bow. Last one, headshot for the year. You better walk around like Daft Punk. Remember? Hey, top dog, who the fuck they think they playing with? Extortion my middle name as soon as you jump off of that plane, bitch. I'm allergic to the lame shit. Only you.
I did way too much work in this motherfucker to let them flag me for playing this joint. So like I said, It's gonna be all over the place. You ain't gonna be able to escape it. Neither will Drake. You know what I mean? If y'all wanna hear that shit in totality, find it. It's gonna find you. But until next time, man, thank y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, for tuning in, for texting me, for joining the Patreon, for sending the messages, for letting me know exactly what it is that I'm doing right, for, you know, telling me what it is that I'm doing wrong.
Matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Can I bleed him? When I see you stand by sexy,
till red, next time.
You see two bad bitches. I believe you don't like.
If I don't make you happy and return the favor, I'ma definitely holler at y'all later.
Sure, I double back with you.
Go on.
You assigned to a nigga that signed to a nigga that said he was signed to that nigga. Stop ceasing the system. I like that record. Home, what, you ain't like that record? Back to back, I like that record. I'ma get back to that for the record. Why would I call around trying to get dirt on niggas? Y'all thinking my life is rap? That's whole shit. I got a son to raise, but I can see you don't know nothing about that. Waking them up, no none about that. Then tell them to pray, no none about that. Then giving them tools to walk through life like day by day, no none about that. Teaching them morals, integrity, discipline. Listen, man, you don't know none about that. Speaking the truth and consider what God's considering. You don't know none about that.
Ain't 20 Professional as Fuck Podcast.
Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking.